We're celebrating 20 years of Foo Fighters and the reinvention of Dave Grohl on The Essentials. I'm Garner Andrews. Despite the fact he was most famous as the drummer in a genre-defining band whose influence is still felt to this day, Dave Grohl had been writing and recording songs in his downtime for years. He just never felt the need to push them on the other guys in Nirvana. Sorry, drummers, but there's an old joke that goes, what was the last thing the drummer said before he was fired from the band? The answer? Hey, let's try one of my songs. Dave explains why he didn't contribute songs while in Nirvana.
The last thing in the world that I ever wanted to do in Nirvana was disrupt the chemistry of that band. What we had worked pretty well. Kurt wrote these unbelievable songs, and all we had to do was plug in and play.
It's the reinvention of Dave Grohl and 20 years of Foo Fighters on The Essentials. If you want to be a hockey star, you need to be hockey's biggest fan. If you want to be a politician, you better love politics and you better love people. And if you want to be a rock star, you need to fall deeply, passionately, and unapologetically in love with all kinds of rock. It was during Dave Grohl's absolutely brilliant South by Southwest keynote address from a couple of years ago that he explained how a KTEL record from 1975 was what set him on the path to rock stardom.
Now, before we go any further, I have to thank someone. I have to thank Edgar Winter for allowing KTEL Records to include his legendary instrumental Frankenstein on their 1975 blockbuster compilation. It was this record that my sister and I bought at the drugstore down the street and brought home to play on the public school turntable that my mother would borrow from school on the weekends. It was this record that changed my life.
In particular, it was that one song from Edgar Winter, the one that goes... You're listening to The Essentials and the reinvention of Dave Grohl as we celebrate 20 years of Foo Fighters. This is the song that David Letterman says is his all-time favorite from the second album, The Color and the Shape. This is Everlong.
Hello.
There are differences between a pop star, a rock star, and a punk. There are a lot more moving parts when it comes to the pop star. There's the pop star, his or herself, the producers, fashion consultants, songwriters, agents, managers, business consultants, more producers, and a myriad of assorted hangers-on. The same could be said for rock stars, but to a lesser extent. But then there's the punk. Punk is where Dave Grohl comes from. And when you're a punk, big music isn't banging down your door to do you and your band any favors, so you'd better get used to doing it all yourself. All these years later, after millions of records sold and countless millions of dollars in revenue, Dave Grohl still operates his business, the business of Foo Fighters, on a punk rock DIY philosophy.
Deep down, I was still the same kid that at 13 years old realized I could start my own band, I could write my own song, I could record my own record, I could start my own label, I could release my own record, I could book my own shows, I could write and publish my own fanzine, I could silkscreen my own shirts, I could do all of this myself. And it may have been an entirely different world now, but once again, there was no right or wrong because it was all mine. From day one, the Foo Fighters have been fortunate enough to exist within this perfect world. We write our songs. We record our songs. We make our albums. We decide when the album is the album. We own the album and we'll license it to you for a little while, but you gotta give it back because it's mine.
Celebrating 20 years of Foo Fighters, this is All My Life on The Essentials and the reinvention of Dave Grohl.
Searching for something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day. When it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done, on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done.
There's never been a time that the music industry needs a Dave Grohl more than they need a Dave Grohl right now. He's an unashamed, unapologetic fan of music, any kind of music. There's no such thing as cool music or not cool music. As a matter of fact, if you watch the New Orleans episode of Dave's absolutely brilliant 8-part documentary series, Sonic Highways, you can see him carrying a beer, walking in a parade, and wearing an ABBA t-shirt, sort of like, yeah, I'm wearing an ABBA t-shirt. Who doesn't wear an ABBA t-shirt? Why? Because according to Dave, there's no such thing as a guilty musical pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. How about just pleasure? I can truthfully say out loud that Gangnam Style is one of my favorite songs of the past decade. It is.
Celebrating 20 years of Foo Fighters, it's Learn to Fly on The Essentials and the Reinvention of Dave Grohl.
Yeah.